On Tech Daily today, we are joined by Alan Noble, the Director of Engineering at Google Australia, following the two-day Silicon Beach Summit earlier this week, aimed at providing a more secure future for technology-based industries in the region. Welcome to Tech Daily, Alan.
Oh, hi, Andy. It's a pleasure to be on the show.
Well, thank you. Now, tell us what's been going on in Sydney this week at the summit, and who exactly has been involved?
Sure. So early in the year, six of us, mainly entrepreneurs and one venture capitalist, came together to create a group to basically figure out how we were going to kind of bring together some members of the startup community and address some of the challenges that startups face in Australia. And the challenges really we think come down in three big areas, basically creating awareness of the opportunities for technical startup companies, tech startup companies, but also making sure that we have the right education system in place to produce the entrepreneurs we need for those tech startups, and also to make sure that the environment supports us. So those are the three big objectives that brought us together. And the past 2 days, we got about 50 people together in Sydney to really go deep into those challenges.
Okay, so is education really at the heart of the issue you want to tackle then?
It's certainly a big component of success. And if you there's quite a bit of research that shows a strong correlation between, and I'm really talking about technical education, or you might be familiar with the term STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, and math. So it's really the STEM education which drives a lot of technology innovation. And yes, we believe more needs to be done to raise the level and the quality of STEM education in Australia. So that's certainly one of the big issues we'll be definitely pursuing.
So then are numbers actually declining when it comes to students entering into study in these fields then?
Yeah, well, look, if we look at just, say, computer science, for example, currently there's about 12,000 computer science students around Australia, of which 8,000 are actually overseas students. So there's 4,000 locals, 8,000 overseas students. And a large number of the overseas students actually do go home upon the completion of their degree. Now, the trouble with that number is, well, there's two problems with that number. One is the number's too small. We actually need more graduates than the 4,000 to 12,000 we're getting. But the other problem is the number has been static or in some cases declining for several years. So we certainly need to do a lot more to encourage students to actually consider these degrees and the jobs that those degrees enable, for sure.
What do you think then is behind this trend?
Well, it goes back to the other issue around awareness. I believe, and my colleagues believe, that there's really a general lack of awareness about the opportunities that technology and technology startups provide. I've lost count of the number of times I've been speaking to parents of my kids, and they're doctors and lawyers, and these are all great professions, but they're blissfully unaware that there are other types of careers that require other types of degrees, software engineering, computer science, math, engineering in general. So we do need to do more to create a much broader awareness that there are these opportunities out there, and there are these jobs out there too. So I think that's going to be that is certainly one of the key objectives, is to kind of do much more to kind of drive awareness that the opportunities exist. But of course, you can have all the awareness in the world. If you don't actually couple that with the right education, it won't be enough. So we have to tackle both of those.
So then you see in the future this affecting Australia in terms of jobs and opportunities?
Yes, absolutely. It is very much about the jobs of the future. But look, Australia's economy is the envy of the world. There's no doubt about that. But I think it's also fair to say we are very dependent on just a relatively small number of highly concentrated industries. So we're very dependent on the resource sector, and there are some risks associated with being overly dependent on one or two sectors like that. So we see this as about broadening the economy and creating more jobs, and these are very, very exciting jobs in technology, and essentially not just creating jobs, but also addressing productivity, which has obviously been a major theme for the last year or so, as productivity has been declining.
Okay, so we're talking about education and awareness. What then should the federal government be doing, if anything?
Well, there's a number of things. And some of these things are underway. So I should probably mention that, you know, when you get a bunch of entrepreneurs together, and, you know, these are folks, you know, fired up, they've got their ideas, they want to go change the world and create companies. Most people aren't looking for the government to kind of help. These are self-started, self-directed folks. Having said that, you know, government, you know, enlightened policies do play a role. I think the most obvious thing is to ensure that the current curriculum reforms underway, which is part of the ACARA curriculum process, we need to make sure that the curricula of the future are going to address the needs of the future Australia. And in the case of computer science, and I will tend to go back to computer science quite a bit because, you know, Google hires a lot of folks with computer science degrees and engineering degrees.
And I should also just say, anyone who's not familiar with what exactly computer science is, we're talking more about computer programmers, right?
Yeah, well, computer science is about programming and creating software products. I mean, look, most of your users would be using these products. You probably, you're using Google Maps. You almost certainly have used Google Web Search to search for things.
And I should say, I'm looking at Google Documents right now.
Google Docs, thank you very much. Google Drive, which is for storing everything in the cloud, as we say. But so these are all software products, and these were developed. These were designed and built. We tend to use the term software engineer, but you know, computer programmer, software engineer, computer scientist. These are somewhat interchangeable terms. I guess the point is, these are professions, and these are great professions. I mean, you can do amazing things. You know, you can build products that millions and millions of people around the world will use and really touch millions of lives. So there's exciting opportunities, but they're all based on these a technical degree in computer science or engineering or something like that. So we do have to make sure that we're producing, qualified and well-educated graduates that can kind of enable these jobs of the future, for sure. The other thing about computer science is it's not just building products, internet products like Google has, but software is becoming pervasive in almost everything we do. I mean, there's software in your car, you know, there's software in your TV, there's probably software in your espresso machine. I've just got one. I know it's got a very sophisticated little menu in it. So the point is, there's opportunities to do all kinds of things in different types of areas, but it still ultimately requires programming or coding. I do want to say, though, being a software engineer is not just about coding. There's a strong requirement for, you know, interacting with people and designing and collaborating with, you know, your customers and your colleagues. So it's a very interesting. Of course, I'm speaking, you know, as a software engineer myself. It's an interesting profession,
and definitely not the stereotype that people might think of, where, you know, sitting behind a keyboard, staring at a screen for days on end in a dark room. It really comes down to the workplace, but it is very different to that.
Yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned that, Andy, because, you know, we do have, this is part of the awareness challenge I mentioned earlier on in the call. I mean, we need to get the word out that you're not going to be wearing a white lab coat and working in the corner. You're actually going to be, you know, working with really, you know, interesting people doing interesting things, and you're probably going to be out and about a lot of the time, and that's par for the course. So I've talked about education and the importance of that, and I've talked about creating this general awareness of the opportunities. So I'd like to see, you know, more parents encouraging their kids to study computer science or maths or science versus, say, you know, encouraging them to go down more traditional degrees that just based on just a lack of understanding of the potential. The third area, though, is the environment, which is essentially, you know, or the ecosystem that supports all these companies, and that's the third really big challenge for Australia, because we do have to do more to ensure that, you know, the startup companies that we do have survive and thrive. So, for example, I'll highlight venture capital. So for those of you who aren't familiar with venture capital, startup companies just can't go to a bank and get a loan. They have to go to a special type of investor called a venture capitalist, or a VC for short. And these are, you know, these are high risk but also high return investors. They're very, very sophisticated investors. And the trouble is right now we don't have enough of these sophisticated investors, these venture capitalists here in Australia. So that is also holding back the development of this this tech startup or ecosystem.
Looking back to education then, what should people be thinking about? If they're going into university now, taking up some study, what are the areas to hit?
My advice is don't just be a consumer or user of technology. You know, be one of the producers. Be one of the folks that make these products and these technologies and these services. And I'll give you the prime example. You know, Australians we are voracious adopters, early adopters of technology. I mean, we have amongst the highest per capita smartphone adoption, you know, bar none. Same for tablet computers. You know, we are just we gobble up technology like there's no tomorrow, and that's great. I mean, it's fantastic to see Aussies embracing new technology and using them in creative ways. But I'd throw down the challenge to your younger listeners in particular. Wouldn't you rather be on the side that's actually making these products? Making these cool apps, these cool hardware platforms, these services that people use. So it's not for lack of understanding technology. I mean, Australians, because we are early adopters and we see the value in technology, but I think we need to somehow flip from accepting that being a consumer is good enough, and actually no, it's not good enough. We need more people to produce the technology here in Australia. Because if Australians don't produce the technology, guess what? We'll be importing it from somewhere else, which is what's happening now. So I think, to me, that would be my number one, advice. Again, especially to your younger listeners, but also to your older listeners that have kids, and really encourage them to kind of look at these new careers.
Are you suggesting any courses in particular? A Bachelor of Computer Science, Information Systems, Engineering?
Well, they're all good. I mean, and Computer Science, Computer Systems, Electrical Engineering, Software Engineering. These are certainly the types of degrees that all would lead to very, very exciting and, dare I say, well-paid, career paths. But I would be happy just to see more kids studying any science, technology, engineering, or maths, just more broadly. Essentially, let's grow the pie. But certainly, if you were to study computing or software engineering, that would certainly lead to some of these careers, these professions that I've been describing. But there's opportunities in bioinformatics. We're starting to use a term which is CS+X, so CS stands for computer science, and the X is something else. So you take your knowledge of computer science, your ability to kind of analyze systems and design computing systems, and you combine that with, say, some knowledge of another domain. Say, combine it with biology, and now you have, bioinformatics. You can go out and figure out, well, what's the cure for cancer? Because finding the cure for cancer is going to be very much about, large-scale computation or so-called bioinformatics. Or you combine, say, CS with commerce. So the X is commerce, and now you've got the ingredients to be, an entrepreneur in a commercial area. So the idea is, starting to think of computer science more as a foundational, a foundational skill, and you build upon that by combining it with other things. So That's something I'd like to see encouraged more greatly in Australia.
Well, lots to think about there, and hopefully people do start thinking about this. Alan Noble from Google Australia, thanks for joining me on Tech Daily today.
Great. It's been a pleasure, Andy. Thank you.